JW Mobile.
24 HK. Hey, Dave.
X-W4DJW. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
On my way home. Not quite out of the black hole, so I don't know how good you're hearing.
I cringes of it, but I can still understand you.
One more time.
It's at the bottom of the hill, and you're at the top of the hill coming out of the black hole.
That would be correct.
Did you get a message on your APRS this morning while you were waiting on the tool truck to warm up? And you were talking to David. This was before the bottom of the hour. David was up awful early this morning.
If I did, I didn't see it come up. One thing I don't really like about the radio is it doesn't notify me when I have a message.
Kind of annoys us when I get a message. I got the Yaesu 350R. It's not like a very popular radio. It came out, stayed out for a little while, and then they discontinued it. So there's not that many of them on the out there in the marketplace. But man, it makes all kind of noises when people are sending messages, like bulletins and text messages. Eventually, I have to turn the thing off when it gets really rackety.
I don't know if mine will do that or not, but it puts a little icon up on the screen, but it's so small you can't see it, or I can't anyway.
I had that same one you've got in my car for a while. Well, not this one, you know, two or three cars ago, but I had it in there for a while before I got this one. I think this one's about 8 or 9 years old now, and I had that one in there for 3 or 4 years before this one. And the only reason I swapped them out is because in the really bright, hot sun, that screen went away completely. If you went inside a store and your car wasn't being air-conditioned and you came back out, because I put mine up on the dash so that I can see it at eye level, the screen would be totally dark. You couldn't see anything because of the sun. And whereas the Yaesu wasn't like that.
LED screens, they were bad for that. But mine doesn't do that in the tool truck because it's up on the dash like that, but the truck's got a visor over it, so it keeps the sun off directly hitting it.
I wish I had something like that, too, but my windshield's too long. The dash is too far back in the windshield. I'd have to have it out here in space to be under the mirror, which would probably be an obstruction. I don't think the police officers like it when you have something right under your mirror. I think there might even be a law against that. But anyway, this one works really good. That one's the one that I took that one. It was in mothballs for a long time. I took it out and swapped out the EchoLink node with it. I put it in the place of the TMV71A because we needed the VM71A for the prototype repeater. So it's been doing that ever since 2019, and it's doing a good job. It's the same one you have.
It's the 710, or are you talking about your 700?
Hundreds. I gave one to a guy named Philip who did some work on the house, and he's still around this area, but he never gets on the radio anymore. And I don't know what happened to my other 700. I don't have it anymore. I may have. Oh, I think I gave it to my son. Yeah, I think that's what happened to it. But no, this 710. I only have one 710. I had two 700s.
How to make it notify me when I have a message?
I was thinking about that when you said that, and I was thinking mine did tell me when it had a message. It did make a noise when this message came in, but, you know, that's been about 8 or 9 years ago. It could have been the Yaesu that was doing that, but the Yaesu just chirps like a bird. It sings like a bird when messages are flying around. I don't know. I'd have to look at my 710 to see if I can figure out how to make it do that.
I need to look at myself. I have to sit down and figure it out. I've got the owner's manual for them, but just haven't done it. You're about the only one that ever sends me an APRS message.
It was still hot, too hot to drink. And then it wasn't long till Ken came in there. So, and I was getting ready for work later in the day and getting ready, thinking that we're going to have a Santa Claus rally. because the last 2 days are looking like Santa Claus rally might be a reality. So I was studying stocks a little bit there this morning while I was listening to you guys. But I did decide while you and David were talking, I'd send you an APERS message. I think all it said was good morning.
I missed it, but what's the Santa Claus rally? What's going to fill me in on that one?
Instead of a year, in most years, most all years, I think 2019 was different. I can't, if it's 19 or 20 or 22, I can't remember. One of them, we didn't have a Santa Claus rally. But what that is with stocks, normally at the end of the year, people are selling and buying stocks like you wouldn't believe. And if you just hold on to what you got, usually you get a significant uplift. And they call that a Santa Claus rally. People buying, people getting their money invested before the year, New Year turns over. And that lifts everybody's stocks. So you want to be fully, you do not want to be risk averse at this time of the year, because when the Santa Claus rally runs, you know, that's, I could buy me a new Toyota truck just with the Santa Claus rally if it's a good one.
I get what you're talking about. And, yeah, I've been watching gold and silver prices for the last couple of months, and they're both climbing pretty good this week.
That too. Bitcoin's like at 48K now again. I think its peak was up over 60 at its peak, but then it collapsed, but now it's coming back again. So, yeah, this is the time of the year. If you're going to have a rally, it's time to be invested.
Best time of year to invest is you should have done it a couple weeks ago, I guess.
They were all waiting on Jerome Powell. So the debut was at 2 o'clock yesterday when Jerome Powell came out, and you could see it in the charts. Everything went vertical because he did not raise the rates, and he's even talking about lowering the rates early next year. So everybody was jumping in there at the same time. The guys this morning, when I got on the bridge this morning, they were ribbing me. They were asking me if I was enjoying that Santa Claus rally, because they all know what's going on, too, because they're doing the same thing I'm doing. But, yeah, it's a good time to be fully invested.
Well, learned something new today. Didn't know that's what was going on. I've been watching it, but I knew about Jerome Powell not raising the rates and talking about lowering them, but I couldn't figure out why that was affecting the market so much the way it was so quickly.
Yesterday, the Dow exceeded its all-time high ever. The Dow has never been as high as it is now, which can translate to there's never been better economic times than there are right at this minute.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't claim to understand all that. I don't know, it's having a hard time paying their bills, but a lot of that's their own fault.
Man, there. I know a lot of people that, I know a whole lot more people that are doing better right now in their life than they've ever done before. And I don't know very many people that are having a hard time paying their bills. I know they're out there, but I don't know any of them.
Right, with me and I'll introduce you.
That's probably got to do with, you know, getting started. When I got started, you know, I lived paycheck to paycheck for a lot of years before I finally got tired of living. But it's you that gets you out of living from paycheck to paycheck, not the economy.
We're age gap. I agree. But I'm talking to even people my age and older are struggling that I deal with. Not just the beginners.
That ring, my wife's engagement ring from 94. I got her that ring in 94. I took it to Hillsburg yesterday. And because 15 years ago, it was halfway through its life up to now. Now it's 30 years old. Then it was 15 years old. She never takes it off her hand. And the prongs that hold the diamond in wear down over time. You have to take it back and have it rebuilt. But you know, two or three times in his lifetime. This is my second time I was out there. And there was a young couple there that were looking for a wedding ring. It reminded me of 30 years ago and how times have changed in those 30 years. But to them, it's like it was to me 30 years ago, right? It all depends on what you make of it.
I don't know. I couldn't imagine trying to do that this time and now. But at the same time, they're making more money an hour than I ever thought I would make at that time, that age. So, like you say, a lot of it's brought on self-inflicted.
Point, I was making $50K a year. And, man, if I could just get to 80. Man, if I could just get to 80K, that would be so great. You know, it took like 5 or 10 years to get to that 80K, and I finally had to go out, you know, leave Michelin and go out to on my own and start contracting. And I tripled my salary right out of the gate. I could have stayed there where I was and not done anything, and it would have stayed the same. But when I left there, it was a scare because there's no rope to hold on to. I'm letting go of the stable rope, and it's kind of like you when you switched over from being a mechanic to driving the truck and selling the tools. It was probably scary for you when you did that too, right?
Well, it was. Don't get me wrong. It really was, and it still is at times. But I was working flat rate, so I never had a guaranteed paycheck anyway. I could go make as much as I wanted to. So pretty much my entire life I've been that way. Even when I was working for somebody else, I didn't have a guaranteed paycheck.
I wasn't like that. It was guaranteed, but it wasn't much. I mean, you know, relatively speaking, there were a lot of people making a lot more than I was back then. But then when I decided to leave and take a little bit of a risk, it was, you know, my dad used to say it all the time, over and over again, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
I mean, that was the way it was for me. Like I said, when I turned wrenches, I never had a base salary. I never had a guarantee. I made this much an hour for every hour I turned. If I didn't turn anything, I made zero. So basically like I was a contract help as it was, but the loopholes and the way the laws work, you're actually an employee.
There's a lot in how much effort you put into it, but there's a little bit that goes in, a little bit of luck that goes in there too, if you happen to be at the right place at the right time. And I just happened to be at that place when the dot-com boom happened, and that's when I stepped out on the, you know, with no safety rope. I stepped out on a limb without a safety rope. But it was the dot-com era, and, you know, you touched your resume on Monster back then, and your phone wouldn't stop ringing until you turned it off.
Well, I mean, that's the same for me. Finding a job, not a problem. I can go anywhere and get a job turning wrenches. With my background and my certifications, not a problem. They call me, and I don't even have to put my resume out a lot of times. So I don't understand why a lot of these guys, like to say, they can't make it because they're self-inflicted. But, Dave, I have arrived at the house, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to you this afternoon. Enjoyed the conversation, as always, and I do appreciate you, everything you do for the net and the repeater. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Hi to you. I enjoyed it, and I appreciate your help on the net as well. Without the net controllers, it just would not work. Without the people checking in, it wouldn't work. It's a team effort. Good talking to you tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.
Hi, Mike Kilo Romeo.
Mike Kilo Romeo, W4DJW. I'm second in line at the window. If I disappear, you'll know what happened to me.
That's okay, Dave. I just thought I'd tell you I just ordered 450 feet of coax.
Does that mean I need to plan on the trip? Hey, I got my card, too. Appreciate that. My wife really did like that.
Good. I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, we actually print our own. For years, we design and print our own cards and do the 3D ornament. Hopefully you got one of those.
Yeah, and it's on the tree already. She did. She was amazed at that. I told her, you know they're 3D printed, don't you? And she said, no. She didn't even recognize that it was 3D printed.
Yeah. Well, I used to do it every year, and then when we, you know, moved to this house, I was pretty busy last year, so we didn't do it. And so this year I said, you know, I'm going to start early and print some more ornaments. So that's what. So we sent them out. And again, we always do our own card, you know, design and print it as well. So glad you enjoyed it. So, maybe after the first or whenever we start getting some good weather again, if you're up for it, you know, we can string a few more pieces of wire.
We got three runs, nose to tail. You got enough coax for that?
I bought 150 feet of LMR 400, 150 feet of 240, and 100 feet of 240 flex.
Well, one's going to run out there to a switch, and the switch is going to switch between the three that are in nose to tail?
Yeah, that's the plan. So I figured the LMR 400 will run out to the switch, and then the 240 will run up to the antennas.
After the start of the year, that should be good. We've got to make a run down to Florida, down to the lower part of Florida, and run over to the west coast in North Carolina. So we're going to be kind of busy.
Yes, I will too. I mean, obviously, there was no rush. I just wanted to get an order and get the coax here and not the leaves are off the tree. But yeah, there's no rush. I'm having plenty of fun on the other band. So, listen, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hi. This is Kilo Delta 9, Mike Kilo Romeo, Clearwood W4DJW. Take care, Dave.
Good talking to you, and enjoy the holidays. K9FKR, W4DJW, clear.